I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Come on.
Spending too much time on social? Is your daily screen time over 2 hours? Are you a little bit overweight? Not saving enough money? Any or all of these are familiar. Strive could be for you. The Strive 2-week online bootcamp will help you to detox your mind, body, and money, getting you on your way to a happier, healthier, wealthier, and more confident life. Go to strivedetox.com, strivedetox.com, and get your mind, body, and money right. Jeff, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Excellent. I'm ready. The people are ready. Let's go. Welcome to Money Savage Engage. This is George Grumbacher. Jeff Kozatek is a keynote speaker. He is a certified life coach. He is an author. He's a juggler. An all-around great guy. And now he is back on Money Savage. Jeff, welcome back.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
Tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Well, my goal right now through Core Authenticity is to help people live bold, core authentic lives. I feel like when we stand on that foundation, we can experience more personal freedom and professional success. And the reason I do that is because for most of my life, I was not living as my core authentic self. I was trying to be what everybody else said I should be or what I thought I needed to be in order to be a success. And as a result, I missed a lot of key moments in my personal life and my professional life. And I want to help other people not miss theirs.
I appreciate that. So here we are on April 22nd. We were talking a little bit offline how I've been sheltering in place for this is the sixth week now. And you know, some people may have time to be kicking some stuff around. Some people may have no time at all because they're trying to school their kids and work and all that stuff. What have you really been ruminating on?
I've really been ruminating. That's a big word, George. Yes. Ruminating. I guess, like a lot of those people you just described, I am in the middle of homeschooling my kids and pivoting my business and trying not to look at the stock market and right. And praying for some PPP relief. So in the middle of all that, I have found that if I do not have a compass, a mindset, and a team to help me take the next step, then I am totally lost in this fog of uncertainty. So that's where I've been focusing.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And we are, I was going to fall into some horrible use of metaphor or analogy, but we are navigating uncharted waters just because this is a new deal, right? So
yeah.
Go ahead.
And it's uncertain, right? But it doesn't mean that our next step has to be unclear. I think a lot of times we can confuse that, and we can think, the future is uncertain, the state of my business is uncertain, or, you know, fill in the blank. And because of that, I don't know what to do next. Those two don't necessarily They're not equals. I mean, you can have clarity in the face of all this when you know who you are, when you have the right mindset, and when you've got a team to help hold you accountable and support you and encourage you through all of that.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
Uncertainty does not mean unclear. I think that's a powerful statement. So let's break that down. When you say a compass, what does that mean?
Well, a compass points from where you are to where you want to go, right? And so for me, the compass is a definition of who you are as a human being, apart from what you do, apart from the roles that you play in life, just understanding who you are. And along with that, what you value personally and professionally. When you have those guiding values, you can look for those in your work, you can look for those in your close relationships. And then along with that, a clearly defined vision and mission statement. That would be your personal why. So when you know who you are, when you know what you stand on, and when you know where you're headed, that's your compass. And that helps you, as Anna would say from Frozen 2, take the next right step.
Nice.
Without that compass, you're not moving towards any direction. There is no goal, and you don't know how to get there because you don't know where you are. I spent a lot of time in that space. When I had my entertainment production company, my business partner would say, "Hey, let's do this show, and we'll take all the proceeds, and we'll send it over here to Africa to do this stuff over there because it's good." And I would say, "Okay, great. Yeah, that sounds fantastic." And then he'd say, "Hey, now let's go over here and do this totally unrelated thing." And I'd say, "Oh, that sounds great." And then I'd bring up something. And so we were just all over the map, and there was no clear direction. There was no guiding vision for our company. And it was because we lacked a compass. We did not understand what the company was all about, what our values were, and what we were here to do. And so I think just like you need that for a business, you need that personally, especially in a time like this when we have abrupt change. I mean, it was abrupt 6 weeks ago, and I think a lot of people are still facing that abruptness because it's difficult to let go of what once was to accept where we're currently at. And so it can feel like that abrupt change just does not stop. Almost like PTSD with the trigger button locked down, because there's no escape from it right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's excellent stuff right there. You need to really understand your true north, your guiding principles, and that'll help you to manage through these uncertain times or any uncertain times. If you've not done the work on what those are, well, then you're going to have a tough time. But I can, you know, I imagine that you could extrapolate that all the way out to, you know, this is how we spend money on things. If it's actual physical things or if it's experiences, and this is what we spend our time and attention on, you can probably go through a pretty long list and do that work. So that will help to inform when there is, you know, when you are going through a tough time, you can fall back on that.
Absolutely. I work with a lot of my coaching clients on this foundation piece because they're going through a transition, or they lack focus like I did, or they're trying to get greater clarity on why there's a behavior that keeps popping up in their life that they want to uproot and get rid of. We can do all of that by understanding that foundation piece. You know, and beyond that, if you look at business, oftentimes companies will bring me in to help with their transition or the succession planning, because they've got people that have been in their places of leadership for decades, and they don't know how to move into retirement, and not only that, but they're not passing on their information to the next generation of leaders, and so their growth is stunted, and they're not going to be able to take care of things because they don't have the information they need. These other people, they're holding on to it because that's they think that that's who they are. And if they give that away, then they're nothing. Then their value drops. Then their significance goes away. And so if you can have a compass that reminds you, hey, no, this is who I am apart from what I do, apart from my successes, my failures, apart from, you know, being a, a spouse or a sibling or a parent or a business owner, this is who I am, and this is what I value, and this is where I'm headed, then it allows us to generously share information and opportunities. It allows us to encourage others and to be present in our lives. And I believe that's incredibly important in a time like this, because there are a lot of people that are hurting and find themselves in a brand new situation that they did not ask for or plan on. And so to be able to pivot in a situation like this, you need a solid foundation to stand on. If you don't have that foundation, that compass, and you try to pivot, you're just going to slide. It's like trying to do a 90 degree turn in the sand. Like it's not easy.
Right. It's really difficult to do that for sure. I think you said a lot of great stuff there. Those transitions that we all go through, and that could be, you know, becoming a parent or having your kids go off to college, and now it's just you and your significant other, or just you, and how do you handle that new stage of life, or retirement, or divorce, or marriage? I think if you don't have a good sense of really who you are, what you've been talking about, then you're probably not going to successfully manage those transitions. So I think that that's so important. And then,
and that bleeds right into the mindset, right? Because if you're foundation or if your compass says, no, I am a phenomenal dad in my case, and then I become a father and then I make a mistake, I might be quick to default to a fixed mindset and say, look, I made a mistake. I'm a terrible dad. I'm a horrible dad. I can't do this right. I should just quit, and I'll just go camp out and work, and I'll spend all my time at work and less time at home with the kids. Or, you know, hey, I find myself in the middle of this abrupt change. I'm going to try to do this with my business. I'm going to step out. Oh, look, I made a mistake. See, I should never have gone this direction because it clearly doesn't work. And then we throw in the towel. And oftentimes we do that because we're tying our value and our significance to what we're doing. So when we do make a mistake, it seems that much bigger than it actually is. So when you have that compass of knowing who you are and your values and your why, then you add to that a growth mindset that helps you to see mistakes for what they are, not who you are. It allows you to empower yourself to take opportunities to lead, succeed, or fail without personal judgment. That mindset is incredibly crucial and key for this particular time. Along with that, I would say # wash your brain. For example, there's a guy named Zig Ziglar, huge speaker back in the day, amazing guy. And one of the things that he would say is, you know, you wash your hands, do you need to wash them again? And the answer, George, is
no.
Yes.
Oh, darn it.
You got to wash them again.
Oh.
Because they got dirty, so you got to wash them again. Same thing with your teeth, right? You brush your teeth in the morning. Do you need to brush them again? George, the answer is?
Yes.
Thank you. Yes, because they got dirty. So same thing with our brains, right? This is part of the mindset piece. Like today, we're talking about the fact that your value, and everybody listening, your value out there in the world is not tied to something external. It is an internally based value system. And because of that, it can't be lost. It can't be stolen. It can't be increased. It is always full all the time, no matter how you feel about it, no matter what circumstance you go through, no matter what you achieve or no matter what mistakes you make, it is always full. And so we're essentially washing our brain. We're cleaning ourselves up so that we can go out there and face the next thing, take the next step. And then something's going to happen and it's not going to go quite right. Or we might default to an old belief system that says, you know what? No, my value is tied to something out here. And then we start to feel bad. Then we start to feel down and we start to spiral. And that fixed mindset becomes so comfortable and so familiar, and we bring it back. And so it's important in those moments that we recognize what's happening. And then we # wash our brain and get back on track. Pick up that compass and then take another step forward.
Yeah, I think that that's excellent right there. So being aware, being mindful of how it is that we're feeling in certain situations, that's really, you need to be able to do that to recognize how our thoughts are trying to, they're not necessarily trying to derail us, but they can. So how do you counsel people to become more mindful of that?
Well, before I answer that question, I would like to just throw out, you don't have to. You could be totally unaware of this and just let it drive you through life and be driven by these blind spots or by these things that you're not necessarily aware of. And that is one way of living. I lived that way for a long time, and that drove me into becoming a workaholic and, you know, not taking vacations or time off. And I didn't have a lot of close relationships because I just wasn't paying attention. I just kept pushing forward. And I said, you know what, that's too frou-frou for me. I don't need that. You can take all that touchy-feely stuff and put it over there. I'm going to go work.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get it done. If it is to be, it's up to me. Mm-hmm. It's all about grit and effort and hoo-ah. And so I don't have time to stop and take a look under the hood and grow my self-awareness. And so, I mean, that is a choice. I just believe from personal experience that choice is not sustainable. It's not healthy. And there is more out there for you to experience personally and professionally.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think that's excellent.
So, no.
how does team factor in?
Well, I don't believe you can do this on your own. Everybody that succeeds, that moves forward, has a team. If you've got a goal, if you got a dream that you're trying to achieve, you need help. I talk about this in my book, A Blueprint for Value, the habit called fellowship. It's really important that we have some outside perspective on things that can help us see around our own blind spots. People like mentors, whether it's a professional coach like myself, who's been trained to ask questions, to listen and to not judge. That's incredibly important to find to find a coach or a mentor that can listen and ask without judgment, because that allows you to open up and be free and start to take the personal judgment off and be able to actually gather information and then assess and figure out where you need to move next. If you've got the judgment piece in there, then you stop looking at things and it just becomes an exercise in removing the guilt and the shame versus actually addressing the issue and move forward. So mentors are huge, cheerleaders to help encourage you when times are good or times are bad, because you need somebody to help move you forward. And that cheerleader could be a coach, or it could be a family member or a close friend. Another member of your team should be what I call a giver, somebody that can help provide information or maybe financial support or tools with no payback conditions beyond you're just using them. Those people are incredibly important. And then connectors, people that can introduce you to people and opportunities, people that can help promote you and advocate for you when maybe you're not feeling the best, maybe you're not on top of your game, or maybe you are, and they're just helping to expand the reach of your message. So those team members are incredibly important, because without them, it's really easy to switch your mindset back to a fixed mindset and then lose your compass. A team will help you, you know, keep your compass in front of you and not in your pocket. A team can help you remind to hashtag wash your brain and keep using that growth mindset.
Love it. Well, Jeff, Savage Nation is ready for your difference making tip. What do you have for them?
Ooh, difference making tip. You know, really, right now, as we face this crazy new normal, for however long this is going to be, It's incredibly important to remember that you are, right now, have always been, and will always be, a 10. You cannot always choose your circumstances, but you can always choose how you respond. And the way you do that is to remind yourself that you are a 10 always. You stand on that foundation with your compass, with your mindset, and a good team, and you can take that next right step and have clarity in the face of uncertainty.
Well, I think that is great stuff. That definitely gets a come on.
Come on.
And Jeff, thank you so much for coming back on. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you?
You can learn more about me at coreauthenticity.com. I'm also on Facebook, Core Authenticity, and LinkedIn, Jeff Kozatek. Good luck spelling that.
Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Jeff your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to coreauthenticity.com. Find Jeff Kozatek, K-O-Z-I-A-T-E-K, on Facebook and LinkedIn. And for God's sakes, wash your hands, people.
Please. Oh, hey, George, I just thought of something.
Yes.
I would love to extend a bonus to all of your listeners. I believe in the compass and mindset and team so much that right now I'm offering a special pricing on coaching through some scholarships. So if somebody is interested in that and they want to dive deeper, if they email me and they mention
Money Savage.
Yeah. Right. They mention Money Savage in the email, then we can do a special four session package to help them get that compass and to help them get access to that mindset and have a team member to help them right the ship and keep moving forward.
What's the email?
Ooh, great question. the email would be jeff@coreauthenticity.com. And that's jeff@coreauthenticity.com.
Perfect. Well, thank you again, Jeff.
Thank you, George.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight because we are all in this together.
Together.
When you fly Emirates on business, you can relax from the start. You get a complimentary chauffeur-driven transfer from your door to the airport. Then when you land, your chauffeur will be ready to take you wherever you want to go. It's exclusive for Emirates First and Business Class travellers. And with world-class service in the Emirates Lounge and exceptional comfort on board, it's just a better way to do business. Book now on Emirates.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
When you fly Emirates on business, you can relax from the start. You get a complimentary chauffeur-driven transfer from your door to the airport. Then, when you land, your chauffeur will be ready to take you wherever you want to go. It's exclusive for Emirates First and Business Class travellers. And with world-class service in the Emirates Lounge and exceptional comfort on board, it's just a better way to do business. Book now on Emirates.com.